I want to give you free access to Weaver Sales Academy. On average, tenured producers that work with us are experiencing a 40% increase in auto, fire, and life production within 90 days. Maybe you just hired a brand new hire. We have a brand new hire training curriculum that will get a brand new hire trained for you and up and selling in less than 10 days. Maybe you need help with life insurance, the new business conversation, maybe pivoting, maybe overcoming objections. We cover it all with our Sales Academy, so make sure you take advantage of our free trial today. Hey, welcome to the Insurance Buzz. We are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. Courtney's got the tambourine today because we are talking about having fun, baby, making sure that you are celebrating wins, no matter how big or how small, and that the only time that your team is hearing from you is when it's not going well, when it's bad.
This is a reminder, okay? Are we having any fun?
This is the Insurance Buzz, and we are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. We coach insurance professionals, business owners, and people just like you every day on how to live a life and have a business you are excited about.
Here on the Insurance Buzz, we share the wins, the losses, and everything in between that comes with being married business partners, training in the insurance space, and growing our business side by side. We also connect with other business owners and leaders making their mark in the world and hopefully inspire you to make yours.
Now, let me put some context, all right, to where this came from. So I was recently working and talking to an agent, and through the end of first quarter, so this was March 26th, he's like, Michael, my team, man, they're just not writing life insurance. They're struggling. I don't know what happened. They lost all their confidence. I can't believe it. I'm going to have to let some people go. This shit is hitting the fan. All right. I said, well, where exactly are you at, my man? He goes, well, I'm at 86 life insurance policies issued with $47,000 in premium produced this year. And I go, bro, what was your goal? He goes, well, 90. I go, my God, man, your team is tired. Like, you have 86 life policies and $47,000 in premium written this year. Your team is crushing it. When's the last time you went out and celebrated? We didn't sell. We haven't celebrated anything. Well, when's the last time that you had some one-on-ones? He goes, well, the only time I have one-on-ones is when they're not performing. That's what sparked this, because it's so easy. Look, I've been there. It is easy to get into that. We're not hitting our goals. We're falling short. More, more, more. Give me all you have. Give me more, because we are not where we need to be.
And I think as the business owner and an entrepreneur, your job is to look for areas of improvement. Where can we be better? What are things that are going wrong that I need to fix?
Yeah.
We're looking at problems. But I think if you constantly are looking at all the ways that you are dropping the ball, you're guaranteed to find it. You are always guaranteed to find that. My challenge, what we'd like to offer up to you, is why don't you look at all the ways that you are currently crushing it? Because I'm telling you right now, if the only time that your team, and this goes for anything that you're doing, if the only time you are paying attention to somebody is to criticize, is to improve, is to say you're not doing enough, is to push a little harder, how can we maybe get a little bit better in this category? If that's the only time you are pouring into somebody, it won't take them long. They won't stick around because they're going to go where they're being watered. They're not being watered there. They're just being told, it's not good enough. I need more. Improve, do better, instead of praise. And I know that human beings are motivated by fear or reward, but I think there is an equal balance of not all fear. Let's throw in some reward. Let's look at all the areas where we're currently crushing it, because not only are you the one as the agent telling them all the ways they're dropping the ball, but guess what? The customer's already doing that to them. The customer is already telling every which way they've screwed up their bill, every which way they've messed with their claim, how they called 15 minutes ago, why weren't you right there? Like, they're already hearing all of that. So Where are we pouring into people to grow and not coming from I need you to do more. At some point, maybe it's just a day, but let it be enough. Yeah. Let this be good enough and let's celebrate it.
Yeah. And that's the conversation we had that I had with him. And it was like, okay, well, where were you at last year? Because their performance the prior year was not very good. And I'm like, okay, so you've already done double what you did all of last year, all of 2023 in one quarter. Like, bro, there should be some celebration going on. He's like, holy shit, dude, you're right. He's like, the one thing that I really struggle with, and he's like, and I struggle with it in every aspect of my life. He's like, when I graduated college, I didn't go to the college graduation. When I got my first job, I didn't celebrate it. He's like, that's something that I struggle with. And as a high performer, all right, this is something that I also struggle with as well, is like celebrating the small wins. All right, celebrating the small wins. And so, and also remembering, like, I can guarantee there's always been worse times. There's always been worse times. And so how can you just make sure that no matter how big or how small, for those that just saw me on YouTube, I'm using my hands over here like big and little, but no matter how big or how small, this isn't just about the external and celebrating with your team. It's also internally. Like, how can you make sure that it's like, shit, man, we may not be exactly where we want to be, but we're doing a pretty dang good job. Like, I'm pretty proud of myself. Like, when's the last time that you thought to yourself, I'm proud of myself? When's the last time you told yourself that? I'm proud of myself. When's the last time you told your team, I'm proud of you? Like, no matter how big or how small, there's always wins there that can be celebrated. And being a high performer, I get it. It's easy to focus on what you are lacking in, like you said earlier, and always wanting more, always wanting to do better. But shit, man, like, you start stacking the little wins, all of a sudden the big wins become a lot easier.
Yeah. And if you keep moving the goalpost, if you keep moving it and you keep moving it and you never celebrate, you're going to fatigue. Like, that's just how this game works. You can't go on like this forever. You have to have moments of celebration. And why wouldn't you want that? If you're going to climb the mountain, don't you want to at least savor for just a second the peak and what it looks like before you immediately start climbing another mountain? So I have an exercise. I actually got this from 10X is easier than 2X. And this is actually, when we're coaching, one of the hardest things that people go through. And it's to make a brag list. It's to make a list of all of the times. And you can do it over a year. You can do it over the past 3 months. You can do it over 5 years, where you had to make big jumps in your life. And it's not always going to be about shiny balls or plastic trophies. This is going to be things where sometimes you navigated a really difficult personal situation and you got through it and you survived. Or maybe you learned how to ask for help when you needed support in something really big. Or maybe you're learning how to balance work and life to where you're not burning yourself out. Maybe you prioritized your health. Maybe you did qualify for the exotic mountain top tree level trip. Maybe that is it. Maybe that's your thing. But there's more things to that. Make a list, because if not, you're going to miss the thing that you're building as you're building it. You will hop in a high-speed train going 400 miles an hour and not even look at the beauty that is happening all around you. You and your team, everyone that's a part of that, has to be celebrated for what you're building in a really tough environment. These are harsh conditions.
Right now is tough as shit.
To be planted in. And the fact that you're doing it, and you're doing it how you want to, and you're having fun with it, celebrate that. Appreciate that. These are the people that you're spending majority of your life with. Don't miss going, yo, I saw you do that. You crushed it. Make everything a BFD. We've talked about this before. Bring somebody into your office and have a one-on-one with them just to talk about all of the great things that they've done. Have a great job parade where they walk through the office and you tell them everything they've done that's a great job. It is a great job parade. Because let's be honest, as human beings, we hear enough about where we're falling short and dropping the ball and not good enough. We hear it on the internet. We hear it in our work life. We hear it in our personal life. We hear it everywhere. Don't you want to be the one person who says, I will be your cheerleader. I will help you grow. I will help you overcome things. I will help you stretch. And sometimes that comes with some feedback.
For sure.
But as equal as I'm going to give you feedback, I'm going to pour in where I see that you are crushing it. And remember, what gets rewarded gets repeated. We want positive reinforcement here.
So I love that. I love that.
Anyways, I just think that this is so important. Again, and I hit on this a lot because in this profession, they're getting beat down all the way around.
Yeah.
From the customers. We're all getting it.
It's tough right now.
Yeah. These are harsh conditions. This is desert. And you are a tropical plant trying to thrive in the desert. I don't know. Now I'm making green thumb references. Like, clearly, it's spring, baby.
Yeah, the biggest thing, as you just said, just I like your little the brag parade. Let's go.
Great job, parade.
Let's go.
Great job.
Yes.
Great job. Michael and I have this joke because we are driven by positive reinforcement. We are Enneagram 3s, so we love external validation. So we have to watch it because we will chase every shiny ball and plastic trophy to our detriment. We don't care. We're like, let's do it more, more. So we have this thing in our house whenever we do something that's very small, that is not externally motivated, that we go, good job. You did a good job. And it's so silly, but it reminds us to appreciate all the tiny little things that we're navigating as humans and doing really well.
Yeah.
That have no, like, my name's not on a plaque.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a $7 million raise. Well,
and it's also,
it's little things.
It's also kind of like what we do in our personal life. Like, at the end of the day, it's what was the best thing that happened to you today? Like, if I'm in a really tight, close office environment, what's the best thing that happened to you today?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be how I'd almost end every day. Like, what's the best thing that happened to you today?
What are you most excited about?
Woo!
Oh, I love that. I could live in this zone. Maybe that's our next business, contract for hire, and I'm just your cheerleader. Hello, everyone, and welcome to work today. We're going to crush it. Yeah.
Can you imagine the productivity increase in that business? If there was a business that was like that, like they just come in all day and they're just the hype squad all day long. Automatic productivity increase. Guaranteed.
God, could we have like a drum line at lunch and they're like, dude, you're crushing it.
This is a great business opportunity.
I don't know. Does this exist? If it does, we're going to buy it out. We're going to take it over. This has been a good one. This is a reminder to, in every aspect of your life, pour in as much positive as you give as much feedback. Pay attention. Celebrate.
It's a good rule. Yeah. It's a good rule. So, all right, my friends, as always.
Oh, wait. Before you,
what's up?
Before you do your outro,
what's up?
I would love to know what you do to reinforce or to improve your culture. Text us 816-727-7610. Do you have a great job parade? What does that look like? How are we rewarding?
Yeah.
How are we celebrating?
How are you celebrating wins, baby?
Yeah, because then we can share. We'll share those on social media. So make sure and text us. So we have a bunch of ideas.
816-727-7610. Shoot us an idea. Shoot us what you do. We're always looking for great ideas to share. So as always, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time. Obviously, time and your attention are the most valuable assets that you have. We appreciate you spending them with us today. Go out, make it great. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Insurance Buzz. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. If you want to take your insurance agency to the next level and join our community, simply check out Weaver Sales Academy at www.weaversa.com. Again, that's www.weaversa.com, or visit the show notes on our new and current programs we have available exclusively for you. As always, time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have, and I appreciate you spending it with me. See you on the next episode.